His report soon made the others as miserable as he was.
"The forest goes on forever and ever and ever in all directions. Whatever shall we do? And what's the use of sending a hobbit?" they cried,
as if it was his fault. They didn't care tuppence about the butterflies, and were only made more angry when he told them of the beautiful breeze, which they were too heavy to climb up and feel. That night they ate their very last scraps and crumbs of food, and next morning when they woke, the first thing they noticed was that they were still gnawingly hungry, and the next thing was that it was raining and that here and there the drip of it was dropping heavily on the forest floor. That only reminded them that they were also parchingly thirsty, without doing anything to relieve them. You cannot quench a terrible thirst by standing under giant oaks and waiting for a chance drip to fall on your tongue. The only scrap of comfort there was came unexpectedly from Bomber. He woke up suddenly and sat up scratching his head. He couldn't make out where he was at all, nor why he felt so hungry, for he'd forgotten everything that had happened since they started their journey that May morning long ago. The last thing that he remembered was the party at the Hobbit's house, and they had great difficulty in making him believe their tale of all the many adventures they had had since. When he heard that there was nothing to eat, he sat down and wept, for he felt very weak and wobbly in the legs.
"Why ever did I wake up?" he cried. "I was having such beautiful dreams. I dreamed I was walking in a forest rather like this one, only lit with torches on the trees and lamps swinging from the branches and fires burning on the ground, and there was a great feast going on forever. A woodland king was there with a crown of leaves, and there was a merry singing, and I couldn't count or describe the things there were to eat and drink."
"You need not try," said Thorin. "In fact, if you can't talk about something else, you'd better be silent. We're quite annoyed enough with you as it is. If you hadn't waked up, we should have left you to your idiotic dreams in the forest. You're no joke to carry even after weeks of short commons."
There was nothing now to be done but to tighten the belts round their empty stomachs and hoist their empty sacks and packs and trudge along the track without any great hope of ever getting to the end before they lay down and died of starvation.